You gonna read with us tonight? We're gonna read some out of 1 Kings, I believe it is. 1 Kings, the 6th chapter. Appreciate all of you is able to come be in the service tonight with us. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel. Now this is a very familiar scripture. We're going to read. We'll try our best to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts for tonight. Sixth chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. It says, and it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month that he began to build the house of the Lord. So the house which the king Solomon built for the Lord, the length thereof was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house. And 10 cubits was the breadth thereof before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights. And against the wall of the house he built chambers round about. Against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle. And he made chambers round about. The nethermost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For without in the wall of the house he made narrow rests round about, that the beam should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. The door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house, and they went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high. They rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee, which I spake unto David thy father. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. He built the walls of the house within the boards of cedar, both the floor of the house and the walls of the ceiling, and he covered them on the inside with wood and covered the floor of the house with planks of fir. He built 20 cubits on the sides of the house, both the floor and the walls, with boards of cedar. He even built them for it within. even for the oracle, even for the most holy place. And the house that is the temple before it was 40 cubits long. The cedar of the house within was carved with knops and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone seen. And the oracle he prepared in the house within to set there the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And the oracle in the forepart was 20 cubits in length and 20 cubits in breadth and 20 cubits in height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold and so covered the altar which was of cedar. So Solomon overlaid the house within with pure gold, and he made a partition by the chains of gold before the oracle, and he overlaid it with gold. And the whole house he overlaid with gold until he had finished all the house. Also, the whole altar that was by the oracle he overlaid with gold. And within the oracle he made two cherubims of olive tree, each 10 cubits high. And 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub, from the uttermost part of one wing unto the uttermost part of the other were 10 cubits. And the other cherub was 10 cubits. Both the cherubims were of one measure and of one size. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was it of the other cherub. And he sent the cherub, and he set the cherubims within the inner house. And they stretched forth the wings of the cherubims, so that the wing of one touched the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, and their wings touched one another in the midst of the house. And he overlaid the cherubims with gold, and he carved all the walls of the house round about with carved figures of cherubims and palm trees and open flowers within and without. And the floor of the house he overlaid with gold within and without. And for the entering of the oracle he made doors of olive trees. The lintel and side post were a fifth part of the wall. The two doors also were of olive trees. And he carved upon them carvings of cherubims, palm trees, and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and spread gold upon the cherubims and upon the palm trees. So also made he for the door of the temple post of olive tree a fourth part of the wall. And the two doors were of fir trees, and two leaves of the one door were folding, and the two leaves of the other door were folding. And he carved thereon cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, and covered them with gold fitted upon the carved work. And he built the inner court with three rows of hewed stone, and a row of cedar beams. In the fourth year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid, in the month of Zeph. And in the 11th year, in the month Bull, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, according to all the fashion of it, so was he 7 years in building it. Now, I know that's a lot of reading tonight, and I know you might say, well, preacher, that don't mean a whole lot to us. Well, it ought to. It ought to. The scripture says here that it was, what, 400? It says, and it came to pass in the 480th year. 480 years they had been out of Egypt. It was in the heart of David to build a house. I've got a thought. You just have to bear with me. But it's in building this house, you can see that the best that they had was put in it. And not only was it put in it, it was used. In other words, it was given. I believe the scripture teaches us that David had rounded up all things to build this house before he had died. And he charged Solomon about building it and give him the pattern on how to build it. Now you might say, preacher, David couldn't build that house. He couldn't build that house. The Lord told him he wouldn't. He is a man of war, had shed much blood, according to what the Lord had told him. But it did not stop David from gathering all these timbers and stones and gold and everything, the brass and what have you. And I thought, as Daniel was talking just a little bit ago about there'd be no need for the sun. There'd be no need for the light. They had a need for a light. Yeah. If you'll read and find, and it was even in the tabernacle and the temple that they carried from place to place. They kept a light in the temple. They most certainly did. And even you'll find out in the days of Samuel, when Samuel was taken to the house of God, my friend, and there for Eli to nurture or to bring up. Samuel, I believe, had the chore of keeping the lights going. And the Bible says in the days of Eli that ere the light went out in the house of God. The word of God was precious in those days. It most certainly was. So it's very, very important. They could not let the light go out. Now the Lord, I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit, but I've got two or three things going, I guess, in one sense of the way. We ought to make this house, this building that we're in, ought to be the best that we've got. We ought to bring our best, brethren, and we ought to keep it up as our best. We most certainly should. Now, if you talk to some of the old timers that had already done past and gone, it was mentioned very regular, my friend, about how we'd shut the world out, how that we'd shut them out. We put in fixed windows. We got doors and we got things, my friend, and the word don't go out like it used to. That's a fact. It was mentioned quite regular. I want to talk to us tonight, and I don't want you to get me wrong, my friend. But I want to talk to us tonight, brethren. It's not what's in the house, this building. Get me? It's not what's in the house, building-wise. I don't know. I've never seen this temple, but brethren, just reading about how it was built and how it was put together and the things that they used, I'm sure it was magnificent. I can't say that word. Magnificent. Don't you? Just thinking about it. Now, but it's not in the house. When I say that, brethren, I'm talking about this building. But this building has been set aside, brethren, for us to use to worship God. Yes, sir. So we can't count the building out. We can't count it out. We've set it aside. This church, Mountain View Baptist Church, brethren, if I'm not mistaken, they built this sanctuary somewhere around 78, somewhere there, about 77, 78. And brethren, when I come here, I believe in 82, the debt was paid. Yes, sir. The debt was paid. This house was paid for. Yes, sir. Magnificent. Yes, sir. Wonderful. And we had people, brethren, that mentioned about every Wednesday night about how the Spirit of God would not flow in this building like it did the old building. Didn't they, Leroy? They'd get up, I'll tell you, I come here, I'm going to tell you tonight, it's not in the house. No, sir. We ought to do our best and keep it the best, thank God, but it's not in this material house. But this house has been sanctified and set aside, brethren, where we can worship God in spirit and in truth. Yes, sir. Yes. Glory to God. Woo. I think sometimes, my friend, we're in better shape than what Solomon built. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, it changed. It changed. They is in need of a place. You know why it got on David's heart, brethren, to build a house? He said, it's not good, Lord, for you to be moved around here to yonder. Here and yonder. They'd have to tear that thing down. They'd have to put her back up. Yes, sir. He said, it's not good. He said, want to build you a house. It was in his heart. Lord wouldn't let him. Listen. Thank God. It's hard to preach, my friend. It ain't in the house when we have to have the house. I'm glad. Yes, sir. I'm glad we've progressed down through the years. Naturally and spiritually. Now listen. I've heard men, I've heard women alike, my friend. Thank God they'd get up and shout. Yes, sir. They'd dance. Preacher, we ain't one of them churches. Why ain't we? I'm going to tell you, it's what's in the house. Woo! This house. Yes, sir. Brethren, we ain't worshiping
in Solomon's temple. Thank God we're worshiping in the house of God tonight.
Yes, we are. Yes, sir. I got book on it. Yeah, got book on it. And I'm going to be honest with you. You can believe pretty much what you want to. You do anyway. But nonetheless, because of the doings and dealings of the children of Israel, brethren, God destroyed the house. Yes, sir. But he built another one. He built another one. Didn't he? Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that building ain't yet made. Oh, yes, it is. I'm not waiting, my friend. Thank God to build a house. I'm not waiting on him to build me a place to abide in tonight.
Amen.
No, sir. No, sir. You say, preacher, I know what the 14th chapter says. I read it to you Sunday. Didn't I? Listen, brethren, it's not what's in the house. Thank God it's what's in the house tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. They sang a song, I've heard it several months back, my friend, about, and the title of it is The Building. The Building. You listen to the words of that song, and it talks about, my friend, the stained glass. It talks about the pews. It talks about the pulpit. And I like that. I do. I like that. She said in her song, she said, that pulpit ain't got no virtue. But it's felt the power of God. That's what she sung. She's talking about how these windows begin to shout. I think Gold City got a song out, my friend. If church pews could talk and stained glass could shout. Huh? Yes, sir. What would it tell us? Folks, it knows something about the power of God. Yes, it does. You think I've lost my mind? You go over there back in the days, my friend, and I can't remember right offhand whether it's Moses or one of them others, my friend, but brethren, he took a rock with him, and he said, this rock, this stone shall be a witness between me and you. Me and you. It's in there.
Bless him, Lord.
It's in there. This stone be a witness. This stone heard. I believe it was Moses. He said, this stone heard. It's going to be a witness against us. It heard all that the Lord commanded us. Think about it. We don't put much stock, my friend. I'll tell you, she'll sing that song. She'll say, there's no virtue in this pulpit. But brethren, she said, it's handled the power of God. Huh? You don't think it's snowed? There ain't nothing, my friend, made of itself. No way. Everything that was made by him. You say, preacher, that drywall was made by some manufacturer. Yeah, but where did the base come from? Huh? Where'd the base come from?
Brethren, these things that's come out of this earth, brethren, that men have made themselves filthy rich on. Yes, they have in many different ways. And brethren, I want you to know they didn't make nothing. Did they? They gathered out what was in the earth. Listen to me. Listen. It takes this building, my friend. I appreciate it. All them older ones get to testifying. I understood what they're talking about. But they said in that old church was standing at that time. Said that spirit moved in that old church. And I listened to it for months on end, Leroy. I did. And after a while, my friend, I just told him, I said, my stars, listen, if we ain't got the spirit, we ain't got nothing. Brethren, it's not handled between four walls. Brethren, the Spirit of God, that's how you worship God, in spirit and in truth. What did he tell the woman at the well? He said, the time is coming and now is. Now is. It's fixing to happen. He said, you ain't going to worship in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. But they that worship him shall worship him in spirit and in truth. Brethren, it has not changed. For that age and for that world, that temple had to be destroyed. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. You go around, my friend, and see and look and see if a lot of the Jews hadn't built them other buildings. Huh? They tried to build that temple back and they never got her. Huh? It really don't matter whether they do or don't. That ain't where he's dwelling.
Amen.
The dwelling place, the house, brethren, that God built has changed tonight. Yes, sir. And I'm going to say it's just as beautiful, if not more, than Solomon's temple.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You all talk about gold. Thank God. What do you think he saved us with? The best that he had. He sent his own son. Thank God. Worth more than many, many, many pounds of gold. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The house, you go into 66th chapter, I believe it is, of Isaiah. And he said, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? He answered it. He didn't just ask the question. He answered it. Where is the house you gonna build me? I'm gonna read it to you. It's worth reading. Yes, sir. This what you know, you get into the 64th and 5th and 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and you'll hear some things. You'll hear some things that's coming. For them people, for that age, they wasn't living in it. No, sir. They wasn't living in it. It hadn't yet come. But folks, it was coming. Sure as I'm standing here, it's coming. From Isaiah to Jeremiah to Ezekiel. to Zephaniah, to Zechariah, to Nahum, Obadiah, Micah, and Malachi. Brethren, you tell me, thank God, God was trying His best to prepare them for what was coming. Yes, sir. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? Where is the place of my rest? Did you hear that? Rest. He said, my rest. Did you hear that? Brethren, there's more that went on when Jesus came into this world than Him just dying. It satisfied God, and it satisfied man the only way it could. He is the only man that could satisfy both. Both. Where is the house that you build unto me? Where is the place of my rest? He asked him two questions, and he answered both of them. I'm going to read it to you. He says, for all those things have mine hand made. Heaven's my throne, earth my footstool. I've done all these things. Listen. And all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man, and I want you to listen to this, to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. Folks, that's the house. That's the place of his rest. It's not this building. There's some magnificent, is that right? I can't say that word. Magnificent? Am I making a word up? I don't think I am. What?
Magnificent.
Well, there you go. Magnificent. All right. Magnificent. There's some magnificent buildings, temples in this world. They most certainly are. You go in them, they're something to all about. People's put some time and money in those buildings. But folks, it's not in the house. It's not in the house. But it's in the house. Think about it. Preacher, that don't make sense. Well, there's two different houses. These people done these things because that's how they lived in that day. They lived by sight. They followed the law. Did they not? They done the sacrifices. They done the oracles. Now, he says, a lot of people don't think too much about this, but I'm going to read you the next two verses. That second verse tells me, I'm just going to say it, but to this man will I look. What's he looking for, folks? He's looking for a house. He's looking for a place of rest. Now, I'm going to be honest with you tonight. You may not have ever thought much about it, but if he's in the house, thank God, he's at rest. And you are too. Yes, you are. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. This is what I'm looking for. It's what God said. This man's what I'm looking for. The third verse, he says, he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He said, those sacrifices are nothing. That's what he's telling them. They're nothing. This coming. This didn't happen. This didn't happen in Isaiah's day. This was coming. The old house was still standing. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. What's he talking about? They're non-acceptable. That's basically what he's saying. They're going to be null and void. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. Folks, that's where it come to. This was Isaiah, and he is prophesying of that God had given him. And he told the children of Israel, he said, there's coming a day when you offer a sacrifice, it'd be just like slaying a man. Yeah. Yes, sir. In other words, it's going to be abomination. He said, I also will choose their delusions, listen, and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. I could go on and on. That's the situation that the children of Israel got into. Folks, he's not coming back to build a building. No, he's not. Amen. He's already found that house. Amen. Yes, sir. That Jesus Christ has done for all mankind, he went back to the Father. And I want you to know it pleased the Father for his Son's sake. For his Son's sake, he sent what? The Comforter. The Comforter, yeah. The Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's what they was waiting on, yeah, in the upper room. The truth of it is, they did not have a clue what was fixing to happen. No, sir, it had never happened. Not like this. But Jesus is gone. He went away to the Father. Preacher, how you know it? Got back to the Father because the Holy Ghost come. Yeah. There's a way of knowing how these things work. And folks, I can't say it enough, and I'm going to be finished. It's not in the house, not in the building, but brethren, it's in the house. It is. That's where he dwells. And that's what he is talking about when he is talking to the woman at the well. He said, they that worship me shall worship me in spirit and in truth. You've heard it. You've heard it over and over and over again. But I want you to know this right here is the temple. It's where he belongs. It's where he abides. He said to him, I knock on the door. And he said, if that man will open that door, he said, I'll come in and sup with him. And he shall sup with me. Folks, he ain't coming in no natural door. He ain't coming in no natural building. He's in the house. Yes, sir. He abides. Thank God, he abides. That he done on the day of Pentecost, my friend, I wasn't there, but I'm going to tell you, I've got some benefits off of it. Yes, sir. Preacher, you really believe that stuff? I sure do. I sure do. I believe it. Preacher, you ain't never seen all that stuff. Don't have to. I ain't looking nothing natural no way. These people that's got their natural mind stirred up about what's going to be over yonder. And I'm just going to say it, my friend. There ain't no natural thing going to be over. If you get close to the Lord, you can get a good taste of it over here. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I'll never die. I'll just be promoted. I'm just moving over, ain't you? Just moving over. Changing, some of them said changing address. Changing address. Folks, this old natural man's not going. Yes, sir. He's going back. That book won't teach nothing different. He's going back to the dust. Where he come from. Yes, sir. I could tell you what I think. And it'd probably change your opinion of me. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be. When Jesus is in the house, my friend, the house is at rest. Amen. Yes, it is. Can't help but to be. I'll hush. Good to be here. Preacher, you really think it's spiritual? No, I know it is. I know it is. I've had a taste of it. Hadn't you?